The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Scratch and Sniff JPEG. Item Number SCP-1029. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. Three copies of SCP-1029 are currently stored on standard CDR media in the secure sections of Foundation libraries at sites and access is permitted only for authorized research into the cause of its effect. Description: SCP-1029 is a 683 by 1024 pixel XFJPEG image file with MD5 checksum. It depicts a stalk of purple flowers of a species Hyacinthus orientalis. When displayed full size on a computer monitor and the surface of a screen is gently rubbed with a finger, skin proximity appears to be necessary to trigger a reaction. The flower's distinctive fragrance is released in the manner of a scratch and sniff card. Air samples taken while rubbing SCP-1029 induce the perception of the same floral scents when later sniffed by test subjects, suggesting that SCP-1029 has a definite physical, rather than purely mental, effect. Chemical analysis of air samples is in progress. For the image's unusual response to occur, pixel-for-pixel reproduction of SCP-1029 appears to be necessary, along with color rendition capable of differentiating all the color values present within the range. While most CRT monitors are capable of showing the effect with no specific adjustment, many low-end LCDs and most panels older than years have failed to yield a detectable smell. It should, however, be noted that SCP-1029's odor does not vary in strength depending on image quality. It is simply not produced at all if the image was not reproduced within certain parameters. Reducing the image's color depth, rescaling it to a smaller size, or applying any lossy image processing or editing procedure, including JPEG recompression, have been found to produce an image which does not display SCP-1029's anomalous effect. Lossless rotation by a multiple of 90%, lossless conversion to PNG or TIFF format, and cropping of up to pixels off the right edge or pixels off any other edge of SCP-1029 have been found to not affect the image's properties. Uncorrupted digital copies of the file in any form or medium appear to retain the properties of SCP-1029. In a sense, all such copies are SCP-1029. SCP-1029 was discovered by Agent on a web image gallery at URL on while browsing using a touchscreen computer. Agent noticed the image's reaction to being rubbed and saved a copy for further study. The full-size original image file, 4752 by 3168 resolution, produced by a 1050 camera, according to its XF metadata, has also been downloaded from the same site and does not seem to exhibit the same property as SCP-1029. Thumbnails and other derived images on the same site are also similarly lacking in SCP-1029's effect. Researcher has been tasked with attempting to discover a suitable combination of software and settings which, when applied to this full-size image, reproduce SCP-1029. Agent has been tasked with cracking into the web server, ascertaining the extent of distribution of SCP-1029, and removing SCP-1029 from public view. The file is to be replaced with a recompressed version of SCP-1029, verified to not exhibit any unusual effect. Any logged accesses to SCP-1029's URL are to be traced and contained. The website is to be monitored for any reappearance of SCP-1029. Addendum. While output from inkjet and laser printers, even when carefully calibrated and apparently meeting SCP-1029's criteria, do not display any response to rubbing, dye sublimation prints of SCP-1029 have been found to produce fragrance with little tweaking required. It has been suggested that this is due to the dithering, dottiness, of inkjet and laser prints versus a continuous tone output of a dye sublimation process. Addendum. A correlation between sweat on the skin and odoriferous intensity has been discovered. Dr. triggered SCP-1029's effect with an unusually sweaty finger shortly after an episode of strenuous exercise in the gym. The smell was later described as overpowering. This suggests a phenomenon in which sweat, or some component thereof, is being converted to specific odor molecules. Investigation into this process is ongoing. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always help. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to #CommonVoice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.